if you're listening to Amud Chazara, Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're going to start at the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis, just the two dots, last couple of lines. We're getting through. This is I think by the next time I'm giving shir, which is Wednesday, we'll be halfway through the Masechta and finishing up the fourth parak. It's amazing. And if anybody who's in the art school, I think you're going to have to get to the next volume. We've already passed the next. We're already in the third of Masifta, but I think it's the second art school. So that's also exciting. Okay, and the Daf Simon for Nun Aleph. It's not the best one. It's not the best one. It's Nun Aleph is like gnawing, to gnaw, like G-N-A-W. So it's a couple steps removed. So it's a beaver gnaws, but it's not a beaver. It's a beaver pelt hat. It's like one of those like hat. Yeah, it's one of the least good, but whatever, it works. It happens to work. But we'll see. We'll see the things we can get in. So starting from the base on the base at the bottom. Omar Shvisa Sibi Karo Mahalik Malcolm Raglov. Somebody who says my Malcolm Shvisa is going to be at the root of the tree, the trunk of the tree. So he's able to walk from the place of his, like, it works, it takes effect, and he can walk from the place where he is right now, v'yad yikaro alpayim ama, umeyikaro lebeso alpayim ama, meaning it takes effect. When he says, I am sitting at the trunk of the tree, right, not just the stam under the tree somewhere, but he specifies at the trunk of the tree, so he designated a specific daldamos. We don't get into the problem of Ravin. This is the Mishnah, right? This is the Mishnah that says this is the work. So Payamama, Nimtzeh Mahalif Mishachashecha, Dalad Alafim Ama. So he essentially has his full 4,000 Amos, 2,000 in front of him, 2,000 behind him. He has that 4,000 Ama space from when it gets dark. That takes effect. So there's a limitation to this rule. Amarava vihu tichi rohit likaro mati. So back on now we're up on Nun Aleph and Aleph. Rava says this is when he, if he would run, he would reach the trunk. So it's conditional on you being actually able to reach it. So it's not that we're, you know, it's only allowing you to do what you're physically able to do, and since you're physically able to reach it by that time, so we're not going to pressure you to actually do that. So we're just sparing you the sweat, but we're not letting you do something that you're not physically able to do. But the Mishnah teaches, and it got dark on him, which sounds like he wasn't able to reach it. Right, the lesson of the Chashchalo is that it got dark on him, that it's not something he was physically capable of doing. So Chashchalo Beso. You know, it means that it was getting dark on him that he wasn't able to reach his house. Avalikara Shalilan Matsyazo. But the dark didn't sneak up on him that he couldn't reach the trunk by that point. He just couldn't reach his house by that point. But Rava maintains this qualification, you need to be physically able to do it. Ikadamri, there are those who say, I'm a Rava. Rava said, Chashkolo ki maski kali kali. That when it says it gets dark on him, that's assuming you're walking kali kali. You know, like a lackadaisical, slow walk. Aval rohit mati. But nevertheless, if you're running, you'd be able to reach it. That doesn't seem to be an askamina between the two girsos of Rava over here. Rabba and Rav Yosef havu ka'ozli ba'orcha. Rabba and Rav Yosef were going on the road. Amar le Rabba le Rav Yosef tehe shvisa seinu tu say dikla de savil achua. Rabba said to Rav Yosef, we should make our shvisa under the dekel, under the palm tree that bears its brother. Rashi says that he's referring to a specific tree that's an ilan acher haya nismachalav. It's a tree with one tree leaning on it. So he referred to it, he's like, I don't have a better name for it. It's the tree that bears its brother. So let's make that our Malkum Shvisa. Or the Amrila. Some said that actually what he said was this. Tute dikla de parik mare mikargo. That let's go under, let's make our Malkum Shvisa under the dekel that removes his master, releases his master from taxes. Rashi says, Toin peros harbe, meaning it's a very, very prolific tree. And this tree provides so much from him that his master can be like porik the o. He could remove his obligation of taxes based on what this tree is able to produce, meaning a very, very productive tree. This is just referring to a specific tree. Yodaleimar, does the master know of this? Meaning, Rabbi's following with Rabbi Yosef. Are you familiar with the tree that I'm referring to? No, I don't know it. I don't know when this conversation took place. Rabbi Yosef was blind. So it's kind of maybe a strange thing for Rabbi to say, are you familiar with this tree? It could be Rabbi Yosef wasn't always blind, and the story took place before then. Could be. Could be it's not. Maybe he might. Maybe there's a chance he was familiar with it, or maybe Rabbi knew Rabbi Yosef wasn't familiar with it, and he's just entered the conversation. I'm not sure, but it's just something I noticed. Amar Lei, so Rabbi says to him, Samoch Alai, rely on me. Meaning, give over your the permission to declare Shvisa on me. This is something we actually already saw. We saw in the previous Amud. We saw this concept in the previous Amud. It's a brice that we said was supportive of Rav. And let's see the brice inside. Detani was under the brice. So Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Yosi says, Im hayushnaim echad makir ve'echad sheino makir. If you have two people that are going together and one of them recognizes a certain landmark, he knows it's on the way and the other one does not. Zeh sheino makir, moser shvisasa l'makir. The one who is not makir is able to give over to his shvisa to the person who's makir. Zeh shemakir, Omer tehei shvisa sein of makam ploni. And the one who has to give it over to says that our shvisa should be in such and such a place. One thing I do want to note is, you look on the previous amud, it's actually almost exactly in line. If you go straight across, it says if I makir omer shvisa si. The Makamponi. The girsa that we have over here is Shvisa Si, not Shvisa Seinu. But over here, I saw the riff earlier this morning that has a different girsa. Yeah, the riff has a different girsa. And... yeah, there are others that have different gears over here. Should we see? Should we say no? But it's the same idea. Interesting, also a hashkafic piece. That this is, you know, interesting that, you know, I may not recognize it, but, you know, this is like I guess supportive of the concept of Zvekus to the tzaddik. You know, that the tzaddik has seen certain things, there's a certain connection, and sometimes you can even if you're not there. But if you are able to, you know, give yourself over, give yourself over to the tzaddik and have the because the tzaddik, you can understand a little bit and say my place is in his place. But strict halacha. So this is giving over permission to declare a shvisa. Now the Gemara says, interestingly, velohi, but that's actually not true. Rashi elaborates, it's not true. It's not. It wasn't actually stated in the name of Yossi. We saw in the previous Amud, we quoted this Bryce in support of Rav, and we quoted it anonymously. But Rav over here is quoting it in the name of Yossi. Velohi. Lo tana lik Rabbi Yosi. Right, here's how the Gemara is explicit. Ela kihechi delikbala mina. Mine. So the reason he said the name of Rabbi Yosi, because he wanted Rabbi Yosi to accept what he was saying. We showed Rabbi Yosi, nemuko imo. As we said previously, in the Masechta, Rabbi Yosi is nemuko imo. His rayos are his reasoning is with him. And Rashi says over here, he says nemuko is a lashon of, quotes the Gemara in Gittin, he says it's nim v'kav, which means it's a davar yasher kekav ha-meshkoles. He gives tamo. Rashi says he gives his reason. There's a Gemara in Gittin over there recounts the praises of Aris Hachamim, and the praise for the famous Rabbi Yosi of the Mishnah is that he has his reasoning with him, which makes his logic very sound. And we actually just said a couple of blad ago that we hold like Rabbi Yosi even against his chaverov, even against his friends. So Rabbi Yosi is a very, very weighty opinion in Mishnah, because nemuko imo, and we also said last time we went to this in the Zeta, I think we suggested the nemuka Yosef, right? The parish Mishnah on the run is presumably from a play on Muke Yossi over here. One more thing I want to point out. So this is very strange. It seems very strange. It always strikes me very strange when, like, You know, like you see someone do this, like he's quoting halacha not in the name of the one who actually said it because he wants it to be followed. This is the first time Rabbah did this. If you remember, on Kuf Tesvav in Amud Aleph in Shabbos, Rabbah does this again it's talking about like the trimming of vegetables on Yom Kippur. Remember that? Trimming vegetables on Yom Kippur, even though it's Hachana, but it causes some Agbas Nefesh when you're getting, or something like that. And Rabbah's, there was a heter for Rabbah's, you know, for Rabbah's home to do it. And then he saw people were doing it inappropriately, so he said, we got a message from Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan passes out like this. And then the guy says, it's not true. And Rashi says, it's not true. Rabbah made that up. He wanted people to follow it. So we see that Rabbah do this, which is interesting. I wonder if Rabbah later explained to Rabbi Yosef, it could be like Rabbi Yosef wouldn't let him get away with it right away, and like he's like, you know, time is of the essence. We need to make sure that but before Shabbos sets in, we accept this risa. So I know Rabbi Yosef. I'm going to tell him it's Rabbi Yossi, he'll hold like me, and then we'll hack it out over Shabbos. We have the next 24 hours together, 25 hours together to hack it out, and then he could argue with me and this and that, but at least let's have our Malkum Shrees now. Could be that's what's going on here. Okay, let's go back. So then the Mishnah, back to our Mishnah, it says that if he's not Makir, he's not a Bucky, then he can just say, okay, then right here is my Malkum Shrees, and he gets his 2,000 Amos. However, if he doesn't do that, right, then if he's like, let's say, asleep, so then it's not so pashut, right? It's machlokas. Maybe he only has 4 amos if he's asleep, or we're machlokas, or Rabbi Benuri. But if he's aware and he doesn't say, I'm projecting my Malkum Shrees over there, I'm over here, so he gets his full 2,000 amos. Either because he didn't know that there's such a thing as a halacha being makir or something, or because he's just not he doesn't know about anything that's over there. So now the Gemara asks more fundamentally, Hani Apayim Amo Heichan Ksiva. What is the biblical source for the concept of 2,000 amos? And this is a discussion of Rishonim, biblical source. That makes it sound like it's a biblical restriction. So the answer is going to be, well, either this is going according to the Shita, so it's either going according to the Shita. There is a Shita that we typically are not following, that Chomin or Deraisa, or the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, but more likely, according to the majority opinion, this should have to explain us looking for a basis for it, a remez to it. However you understand the smachta. So the Tanya, which we learned in a Braisa, and this we quoted back on Memches Shvu Ish, and we read in the parsha 2 weeks ago, Shvu Ish Tachtov. A man will sit in his place. Elu Arba Amos. Rabbi had a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, a mayor, how to explain the place that's under a person, how it's 4 amos, whether it's a person stretching out his arms or a person taking something from under their feet, putting it under his head, whatever it is. The pasuk continues, Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo, a person shall not go out from his place. Elu Apayim Amos. So a person's place is 2,000 amos, and therefore a person should not go out of his 2,000 amos. This is the source, or remez, to Tchumen, in the Torah. Okay, so you might be wondering, so how do we know someone's place is 2,000 amos? Are you wondering that? Right, so we say, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, a person should not go outside of his place, and a person's place is 2,000 amos, so therefore, that's a source, or at least a remez, that there's a Tchum on Shabbos, 2,000 amos. Well, how do we, maybe if you taste it, it's 2,000 amos. Okay, so the word is right there. Minalon. How do we know? The Amr of Chizr Chum says, "Lamadnu makom mimakom mimakom minisa v'nisa minisa v'nisa megvul v'gvul megvul v'gvul mechutz v'chutz mechutz." Got it? Okay, it's a 5-step. It's a 5-step zera shav over here. So, do you have a Gemara that has the pesukim on the side in the Torah or what? Good. Yeah. So the Torah is going to be helpful over here. But I mean, it's basically, and Rashi actually spells out every step for you. This is Rashi over here. Makom imakom imakom inisa. Says pasuk shenemar bo makom v'lo nemar bo nisa. So one pasuk says makom, but it doesn't have nisa, right? The first one is al yitzei ish mimakomo. That only has makom, it doesn't have nisa. But then we have another pasuk with makom and nisa. And then there's another one with nisa and the next word, which is gvul. And the next one is has gvul and chutz, and the next one is chutz, and then I'll just continue in the Gemara. V'chutz michutz, diksiv, umidosam michutz la'ir, es peas kedma alpayim ba'ama v'gomer. I think, and this is talking about... So this is talking about the cities of the Levium, the Migrashe Ha'arim, and it says that the corner of it is 2,000 amos, and then with all these psukim in between of Nisa and Nisa and Gvul and Gvul, and Chutz L'Chutz. Oh, sorry, actually the Torah order doesn't even have it, or have all the psukim over here. At least not mine. But I think but Rashi is quoted, and I think it looks like it has a full list of it. Yeah. So several of them, one of them is actually in this week's Parsha, which is cool. Another pasuk in this week's Parsha, it's talking about the Ir Miklat. And then there's also a passage of Ir Miklat from Sefer Bamidbar. And also, it's that's also what we're connecting it to. But ultimately, we draw the line of Makom all the way to Alpayim Amah, so we define a person's place as 2,000 Amos. Okay, and you can read the full Rashi to get to each step, and you can also that has the list over there. V'nelef mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef Amah, but why don't we learn it from a pasuk? Also from that section of the cities of Levium, and it says the word of chutza, and over there it's 1,000 amos. Apparently, what are you looking for? Of the psukim. Yeah, so this we just cut it off at the over here we just cut it off at the end, right? So it's the same train of thought basically. It's makom mi makom and makom mi nisa and nisa mi nisa and nisa mi gvul the gvul mi gvul the gvul mi chutz, and so we had a pasuk that has gvul and chutz together, and the chutz leads us to, well, there are two psukim. There's one over here that says chutz and has alpayim amah, and we also have mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amah. So basically, it's the whole train until the very, very end. You landed on a pasuk that has the word chutz and 2,000 amos, but there's also a pasuk that's chutza and has 1,000 amos. Right, meaning it's the same chain of gezeirah shava until the very last stop. Originally, yeah. Because originally we landed on a pasuk with the word chutz and 2,000 amos, but over here we say, hey, why'd you choose that one? We have another pasuk actually in the same spot, at the same little passage, that has the word chutza and has 1,000 amos. So why did you automatically go to the one with 2,000 amos? There's a pasuk of chutza with 1,000 amos, right? It's the same track until the fork at the very end. So the Gemara says, right, because presumably we have some sort of Masorah for this Gzeirah Shavah, but not necessarily, you know, sometimes we only have the words. So we have a Gzeirah Shavah of, oh, we know, and there's Makom, Nisa, Gvul, Chutz, but we don't necessarily which Pasuk with Chutz it is. So maybe it's this one. So the Gemara says, Don in Chutz mi Chutz, ve'ein Don in Chutz mi Chutz. Well, the reason we chose this one is because it's a gzeirah shavah of chutz chutz, not chutz chutza. We said chutz chutz, not chutz chutza. So that's why we said 2,000, not 1,000. The Gemara says, hold on, are you really so mocking when it comes to gzeirah shavah? You might not give me that. What's the difference? Hotan and the Beit Rabbi Yishmael, we have a gzeirah shavah of the Beit Rabbi Yishmael, vishav ha-kohen u'bah ha-kohen, zuhi shiva, zuhi bia. There's a very long Rashi over here elaborating what this is. It's regarding a house with saras, and a person and the kohen returns and he comes. But the gzeirah shavah is more of a conceptual one. It's definitely not, you know, on the careful wording of Shiva and Bia, it's a Shiva and Bia are conceptually very similar. A person enters, a person returns and enters, but it's not the same word at all. Yet we allow that gzar, like we learn next to Shava. So why you're going to be makbid on my chutz chutza when Tana Beis Yisrael accepts a gzar Shava of Shiva and Bia? The Gemara says, "Hani milai hecha deleka midi didamile." Well, yeah. We say this when we don't have anything better. Aval hecha deika midi didamile midadamile yalfina. You're right. We have a tradition that there's Shiva Bia, and that's what it is. Okay, fine. But over here, we have two options in front of us. One is exact, one is precise, chutz chutz, or chutz chutza, so we're going to opt for chutz chutz. And therefore, we're going to assume it's 2,000 amos, not 1,000 amos. Okay. Apayim ama agulos. So in the Mishnah, just to go back for a moment, this is the Mishnah on Mentes on the base. So we said that when we're measuring a person's 2,000 or really 4,000 amma tum, right, a 2,000 radius, we assume. So we said it's agul. So the first opinion says agulos. Divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. So the Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, says that we measure it as a circle, meaning we draw out a 2,000 amma radius, and then we draw a full circle around him, and that's what you got. The Chachamim Omrim in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say, Merubos, Ketav Merubas. No, it's actually squared off as if he's on a giant 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma square tablet. Kadeshia Niskar Lizavios, so that he should be Niskar. He should be, I guess, rewarded, granted the corners. So he actually has a little bit more that, you know, he can go at 2,000 amos, but he actually has some corners included as well. So back to our Gemara. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Manosha, I Isle Gzera Shava, Peos Ksivan. Hold on, look at that pasuk that we quoted. This is Umadosem, right? This pasuk base in the Torah Or. Madosim, it says, Pe'as Kedma, Apayim Ba'ama, that there are corners here. So how do you get, so why do you say it's only a circle without the corners? So now you might tell me, okay, so maybe Rav Chanina ben Antignos doesn't hold the Gzer Shava. Because if you hold the Gzer Shava, you have to bring in the word Pe'as there. So, shout out to Maseches Peah, Mishnah Yomi just started, Pe'as Shabbos, Mishnah Aleph. So right over here, I think it's maybe a sign. Okay, so it's like Gzer Shava. So if e is like Gzer Shava, Peos Ksivan. E is like Gzer Shava, Apayamama, Minale. So if he holds the Gzer Shava, then you need the word, then you need to say it's cornered off, and therefore Tekina shouldn't say circle. You say, oh, so maybe he doesn't hold the Gzer Shava. But if so, then where does he see it in the Torah, a source or Rembez for the Apayamama? So Leolam is like Gzer Shava. So really, he holds it like Gzer Shava. Vishani Hacha, over here is different. Why? Because the pasuk says Zeh Yelahem Migrashe Ha'arim Lezeh. Just want to see where the pasuk ends. So this is okay. So it says Lezeh. So Lezeh Ata No Sein Peos. For this, right, so it's a drush on the word lezeh. That's zayi elahem migrash ha'arim. This is going to be for them the migrash ha'arim, the open spaces of the cities for the Levim. Lezeh atanos in peos. Be I atanos in peos, lushov se Shabbos. The word zeh is exclusionary, and that's coming to exclude the din of peos that we're mentioning over here for Shmisei Shabbos. So he learns the Gzer Shava, but he says, don't look into the word peos, because the word lezeh restricts and limits the peos to be dafka talking about the Migrashe Levi'im, the Migrashe Yirei Levi'im, but not to talk refer to Shabbos. Okay, well, the Rabbanan have to deal with this, because now we have the word lezeh there, so how do they understand it? Rabbanan Tani, Rabbi Chananya Omer Kzeh Yu Kosov Se Shabbos. So the Rabbanan teach that the kazet is that you kol shov say Shabbos, meaning that it's coming that at the Kazet, I mean, like this, so should be all Shofsei Shabbos. So they just have to say it's different mashmos. They say the Zet is actually inclusive. It's coming to teach you that this is going to be applied to many different cases. Like, for example, or maybe only, Shofsei Shabbos, so we're going to Dafka apply the Peos to other cases as well. So it's just a machlokas in how they understand the word Zeh and how that impacts the word Peas. Okay. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, so this is a very interesting finish over here. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Hamavir Dalad Amos Bereshus Rabim, Eino Chayiv Ad Shemavir Hein V'Achla Sonam. That someone who, and this is going to be a chiddush, within the chachamim, somebody who takes something for Amos, who's mavir something dalad Amos in a rishus rabim, he's actually not chayiv until he moves it for Amos and it's diagonal, which is approximately dalad Amos v'ches chumshei ama, and 1/5 of an ama, which is 5 1/3. 5 1/3, and 5 3/5 amma, right? 5 3/5 of an amma. So we've been talking about the home in the last one, talking about 4 amos according to the chachamim, because we include the diagonal. So it really means that it's not really 4 amos. It's actually, if you carry it, 3/5 of an amma. Yes, 5.6 amos. That's easier to say. Thank you. Okay, so that's a mechidush, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we call it a triangle?
It's a triangle.
It's a triangle. Yeah, yeah.
And if you divide the square,
yes. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, "Badiklan Rava." Rava wanted to test us, and he said the following. So when we want to define a Rosh Hashanah, if you have a pillar in a Rosh Hashanah, and it's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, sounds like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, maybe. Does that include the diagonal or not? Like, let's say it's a round pillar, so does it include diagonal or not? He's just testing us, we said to him, "Love Hainu de Rav Chananya, isn't this the opinion of Rav Chananya? Titania, Rav Chananya Amar Kazeh, you call Shofsei Shabbos. So they, isn't it totally on the sheet of Rav Chananya? So maybe, right, maybe, so according to Rav Chananya, he says that this is how it is for all Shofsei Shabbos. Just Rav Chananya, I just want to clarify. When we said Rabbanan Tani Rav Chananya, the Rabbanan are holding like Rav Chananya, which is not to be confused with Rav Chanina ben Antignos. So they're saying that, they're choosing to hold like the Chachamim, and they're saying, we follow the Chachamim, who quote the teaching of Rav Chananya, not in accordance with Rav Chanina ben Antignos, but maybe Rav Chanina ben Antignos would disagree with what we're saying right here. And I guess they passed the test, if they're quoting it.
Thanks, guys.